Hi everyone, my name is Bill Bass. Just want to talk briefly today, kind of take the opportunity to get some of my thoughts out there and kind of talk, to a certain extent, talk myself through this. One of the things that I've long been concerned with and an advocate of is publishing student work. And you know, I see student work as the opportunity, or I see publication of student work as the opportunity to really show parents, other educators, people around the world, kind of what our kids are doing and kind of what they get some of their ideas out there. One of the biggest things is just to give them a place to write or produce work for an authentic audience. I think that's a really important thing. There are so many times that as a former English teacher, early in my career, I would assign work and the only two people who would ever really see that work other than, you know, some peer editing and things like that was me and that student. And I always had struggled with that and I always kind of had a problem with that. I didn't address it right away. I'm not sure why. I didn't address it right away. So it took me some time to kind of get to that point. But one of the things that, as I got more experience, I suppose, I started really to look at where I could start putting that student work so it would be seen by more people. And as I left the classroom, you know, that was really something that I still think is really important. So about 2 years ago, I came up with this idea of having a film festival in my district. I do technology integration in my district, and so I'm not in the classroom every day with students. And so I was kind of looking to see what kind of a mark I could help make in terms of student publishing and bringing that authentic audience to students and to my district. And so I came up with this idea for a film festival. We called it the Parkway Digital Film Festival. And you can see examples and things like that. I'll link to them from my site. But in doing that, one of the things that I learned was that there's a lot more students out there who are really interested and really passionate about what they do. And in this case, it was about video and how to make video and how to create things that are compelling to really tell their own stories. And that was something that I guess it kind of surprised me. The first year that we did the film festival, we had somewhere around 150 videos. Okay, this second year that we just finished, we had 230 videos. And as I was watching those videos, what I kept coming back to was the fact that most of these videos, most of these stories, nobody ever would have seen if this venue didn't present itself. Nobody would have heard these stories that these kids were telling. We had one student or a couple students that told their story about their bus ride to school. They get on the bus early. They're in elementary, and they get on the bus early. They have a 1 hour bus ride to school, and so they sleep on the bus, and they talked about the different things that they did on the bus and their educational experiences, and they really reflected upon that. Another film that we had was based on The Outsiders. And so, you know, we really try to have a tie to the curriculum every time we publish that movie. But in this case, you know, and I'll post both of these movies on the blog, by the way. But in this case, the kids, they had just finished reading the book The Outsiders. And so they essentially made a commercial called The Outsider Jeans. And in it, and if you watch it, I think you'll see this. In it, the jeans, the people in the video are anonymous. And the genes become the character. And so talking about visual literacy and storytelling, you know, these genes became the character, and the students were conscious of that. It wasn't just that, you know, they thought it was a neat idea or things like that. Like, they made the decision to be sure to make these genes and not show faces. And as I talked to these students, it was just interesting and kind of amazing to hear their thoughts and their experiences in creating this video. And the fact that it was shown on a 30-foot screen didn't hurt either. So the night of the film festival, you know, we had, this year, we had 1,300 people come to see. And it wasn't just parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and other kids. It was community members. And that was really exciting to see kids walk down the red carpet and to see every seat in this auditorium filled up. And as I think about an authentic audience, you know, that really brings... seeing all of those people there to see student work, I thought it was amazing, and I'm really happy that we could do that. Another piece to this, though, is all of these student films are going to be shown on the Higher Education Channel, HECTV. HECTV.org is their website, and they're all going to be archived there. But these students' work is going to be shown over the next year a number of times as kind of what's going on in schools in the St. Louis area. And I'm really excited about it. I really like the idea of continuing thinking about how to provide authentic audiences for students. I have so much that I could say about this film festival that I don't even really know where to begin. And I wrote a blog entry kind of to that effect. But, you know, if you are interested in student work and you're interested in what video might look like with curricular ties in the classroom, go to my blog, www.mrbassonline.com, and there's a link there to the gallery that has every video, every one of those 230 videos that were submitted this year. I really wanted to, you know, we honored over 1,000 students that night, and that was really exciting for me, and I'm really glad we did it, and I'm still looking for ways that we can do it better. I'm still thinking about this whole literacy storytelling element that goes along with that, and I'm really happy with the way it all turned out. And so I guess, you know, more than anything, as I get further along, I guess, in my educational career, I'm going to continue to look for those authentic audience opportunities, and for items that are not just writing, not just video, but really, you know, try to capture the stories that kids are telling and figuring out how to share those with a wide audience. I think the film festival is a good start, but I mean, truly, we may outgrow the film festival. We may, it may not prove to be useful anymore. Our reasoning behind it initially was to kind of get more teachers using video in the classroom, and we've definitely done that. What's our next steps? Where does this take us? I'm not sure I have an answer for that. Well, I know I don't have an answer for that right now. But it's something that I'm thinking about a lot, because I really want to give those opportunities. And, you know, the more opportunities that there are for authentic audiences for students, I think the more stories we're going to hear and the more comfortable our students are going to be putting their work out there and sharing it with the rest of the world. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can leave them on my blog or you can email directly. Email me directly at bill@mrbassonline.com. Thanks a lot for listening, and take care of yourselves.